Good afternoon. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. A state House committee heard abundant public testimony opposed to Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed repeal of Alaska's senior benefits program. During a House Community and Regional Affairs Committee meeting this morning, people from around the state spoke against HB 60, which would eliminate payments ranging from $76 to $250 per month to seniors with incomes between about $12,000 and $27,000 per year. Jane Andrin with AARP in Juneau said the payments help seniors stay in their homes longer.
By investing at this end of the continuum, that low end, we in essence save ourselves a whole lot of money. It's a lot more expensive to go into assisted living and nursing care.
Committee co-chair Anchorage Representative Harriet Drummond noted the Dunleavy administration did not provide anyone to testify in support of the bill and emphasized she suspects elimination of the senior benefits program would not yield savings.
I have a feeling, without even having to do the math, that it would far outweigh the $25 million that we're currently spending.
Drummond assured those listening that the legislation would not advance out of committee. State and Fairbanks healthcare officials testified Monday against a bill that would repeal the Certificate of Need program. Certificate of Need programs require healthcare facilities to prove necessary any expansion costing more than $1.55 million. Senate Bill 1, introduced by Wasilla Republican Senator David Wilson, would end the program. Wilson said repealing it would foster competition in the healthcare market. Sutton Republican Representative George Rauscher has introduced HB 17, its companion bill, in the House. Jeannie Monk is Senior Vice President of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. She testified that problems do exist within the Certificate of Need program and the association supports improvements, but a full repeal would be a disservice to healthcare opportunities in Alaska. Mike Powers, Chief Executive Officer at Tanana Valley Clinic, also testified against the repeal, saying that small private healthcare centers can create efficiencies, but often they're at the expense of community hospitals and clinics. Fairbanks International Airport is expecting an increase of flights in and out of Fairbanks this summer, resulting in a dramatic growth of available seats. According to a release this week, overall capacity is expected to increase by 19% this summer, which is significantly more than the national average. The increase can be attributed to new United Airlines services offering flights to Denver and San Francisco, and the addition of a fifth daily Alaska Airlines flight between Fairbanks and Seattle. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.